Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today we're starting a new sermon series on the book of Ephesians. We'll be focusing on Ephesians during July and August. Ephesians is a short book, only 6 chapters, and it is a book that is easily split in half. The main theme of the first half of the book, Ephesians 1 through 3, are the incredible spiritual riches that belong to us in Christ Jesus. The second half of the book is about our battle with evil and how God helps us as we battle against our spiritual enemies, the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. During July, we'll be focusing on the first half of the book, the incredible spiritual riches that belong to us in Christ Jesus. It says in John 10, verse 10, the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I've come that you may have life and have it abundantly. John 10, verse 10. In one verse, Jesus gives us the job description of the devil, which is to steal, kill, and destroy. He also gives us his own job description. Jesus came to give us life, and not just any life, but abundant life, a full life, an overflowing life. And that's what Ephesians 1 through 3 describes for us. It describes for us what that abundant life looks like. In chapter 1, Paul says that our abundant life is full of abundant blessings. The beginning of Ephesians explodes with the abundant blessings of God. Ephesians 1, 3. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. So if you ever just want to get over a sad time or a time when you're feeling sorry for yourself, just start remembering all the blessings that God has given you. You can start with all the physical blessings God gives us. Start with the single greatest physical gift God has given to mankind, ice cream. Now, there's many other physical blessings besides ice cream, but ice cream, I think, is the top of the list, probably the best one. However, as great as God's physical blessings are, his spiritual blessings are even better. The Father has given us every spiritual blessing in Christ. Not some, not most. Every spiritual blessing is in Christ Jesus. Let me share with you 4 of the amazing spiritual blessings that Paul shares with us in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 1. Starting with number 1, adoption. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. Ephesians 1, verse 5. First of all, we've been adopted into God's family, and this was God's plan all along. He predestined us for adoption. In other words, being part of God's family is your destiny. It's what God made you for. Notice, we don't choose God. God chooses us. We don't adopt God. God adopts us. And how does God adopt us? Through the waters of holy baptism. Galatians 3, 26 and 27. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. So we're made sons and daughters of God through holy baptism. We're baptized into Christ Jesus. As the hymn says, God's own child, I gladly say it. I am baptized into Christ. Because we're baptized, we are in Christ, and in Christ we have every spiritual blessing. Font comes from the same word as fountain. So the baptismal font is literally the fountain of God's blessings for our life. I like Psalm 68, verse 5. It says that God is the Father of the fatherless. So God wants all people to be part of a family. God wants all people to be part of his family. As sons and daughters of God, we now have a close relationship with him. Our relationship with God is not distant. It is the same relationship as a loving father has with his dearly loved children. And because of that, we don't have to be afraid of God. Romans 8 says, you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father doesn't mean most highly exalted father. It means dad. And that's the kind of relationship God wants to have with you and with me. A personal relationship, a deep relationship, a relationship built on his compassionate, tender love. We didn't choose God, he chose us. We didn't adopt God, God adopted us in the waters of baptism. And now we are God's sons and daughters for all of eternity. Number 2, redemption. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. Ephesians 1, 7 and 8. The second blessing we have in Christ is redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. Notice that it is given to us according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us. Paul is trying to get across to us the abundance of forgiveness that is ours in Christ. God is not stingy in His forgiveness. God lavishes on us His grace and mercy in Christ. Through Christ, our sins are not 50% forgiven or 75% forgiven. They are 100% forgiven. Every sin you've ever committed, every sin you ever will commit, has been forgiven in Christ. How did Christ accomplish this? 1 Peter tells us how. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. Redemption is the price someone pays to set another person free. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law with His blood shed on the cross. Jesus Christ paid the greatest price in history to ransom us from our sins. Not with gold or silver, not with cash or debit card, not with MasterCard or Visa, not with Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. No, Jesus paid the highest price in history, the blood of Christ, the blood of God Himself, shed on the cross so that each and every sin might be forgiven. No mere man could pay the price for the sin for the entire world. Only God's blood can pay that redemption price. And God's blood pays for it not partly, but completely. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, purifies us from all sin. Through Jesus Christ, we have full and complete redemption, forgiveness for all of our sins. Which brings us to number 3, inheritance. Ephesians 1 verse 11, in Him we have obtained an inheritance. Because we have been adopted into God's family and our sins have been wiped out by Christ, we also look forward to an inheritance. Now God's people in the Old Testament received an inheritance from the Lord. It was the promised land. In Psalm 16, David says that the boundary lines have fallen for him in pleasant places. He has a beautiful inheritance. No inheritance on earth, no amount of wealth, no land, no property can equal the inheritance that God has prepared for you. The inheritance that we will receive as children of God is not a temporary, it is eternal. 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. The inheritance we are looking forward to is eternal life in heaven. It is the greatest inheritance that anyone can experience. No physical blessing that you have experienced on earth can prepare you for the joy, the excitement of your first day in heaven, and every day after that. There's no joy on earth that can come close to that. Okay, maybe ice cream. No, not even ice cream. No matter how great or how fun or how joyful your life here on earth might be, it kind of compared to the joys and the glories that await you in the true promised land, heaven itself. Heaven is an inheritance. It's not something you earn. The word inheritance means gift. It is a gift from someone who loves you that they want you to have. There is nothing you can do to earn it. Heaven is the free gift of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Finally, number 4, the Holy Spirit. The blessings don't end there. Ephesians 1:13, and Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Along with God adopting you, along with redemption, along with your inheritance of everlasting life, God has one more blessing He wants to share with you, and that is Himself. Not only are we blessed by God, God the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of us. We are sealed for salvation with the promised Holy Spirit. Now, a seal can serve many purposes, security, authentication, or as a mark of belonging. Some people might have a stamp that they put in their books, this book belongs to, and then has their name on it. God has stamped us in baptism. He has sealed us in baptism. We're baptized into His name, the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And He seals us, pours out His Holy Spirit upon us in baptism. Acts 2:38 tells us, Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." God, the Holy Spirit dwells inside you right now, the first fruits of your salvation, the guarantee of your inheritance in Jesus Christ. And wherever the Holy Spirit is, his fruits are sure to follow. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, he brings joy, his peace, and his hope. Romans 15, verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." The Holy Spirit is the spirit of joy, a joy that begins in this life, but is ultimately realized when we receive our inheritance in heaven. Heaven is the place of everlasting joy. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of peace. He brings peace with God through the forgiveness of sins, peace with others through the power of reconciliation, and peace within our own hearts by his presence. He gives peace that passes all understanding. And finally, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of hope. Hope is the knowledge, the certainty that the best is yet to come, and that is exactly the case for Christians. We always have something to look forward to, the promise of the inheritance of everlasting life. The Holy Spirit keeps us on that one true faith until life everlasting. We have so much to look forward to. The best is yet to come. These are just some of the spiritual blessings that are ours in Christ. Adoption into God's family, redemption from all our sins, and an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, and the Holy Spirit himself, who brings us his joy, his peace, and his hope. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.